Ever wonder what happens to the money you place in the church collection basket on Good Friday? Well, if you didn't know already, you really should. The small donations we give every Good Friday traditionally go to the Franciscan friars in the Holy Land. Their work needs to be supported for the very survival of Christians in the land where Christianity was born. Pope Benedict has recalled how it was St. Paul who some 2,000 years ago initiated the first collection for struggling Christians in Jerusalem. The collection, he said, expressed the community's debt to the Mother Church of Palestine, from which they had received the ineffable gift of the gospel. In a land sorely troubled by conflict and hatred, Christians can be instruments of peace and offer solidarity with the poor, something the Franciscans have been doing since they started caring for the Christian flock and maintaining the holy sites in the Holy Land in 1209. With the Good Friday collection, they have been able to restore and build shrines, construct homes for underprivileged families and young couples, assist pilgrims, and care for the elderly. They run summer camps and offer skills training to help young people find jobs. Though the collection provides much-needed financial support for these projects, the custos of the Franciscan custody, Father Pizzaballa, says the task ahead can seem daunting.
All the churches are involved in supporting concretely and socially also the Christian community, housing projects, schools, job creation, and so on. But we cannot have enough resources to do to answer all the needs of the Christian communities. And also, I'm wondering if this is what we have to do. I don't think this should be our first activity. We cannot close our eyes. They don't see the needs, concrete needs of the Christian communities. And it means that we have to do something, but we cannot pretend to do everything. We have to, first of all, to educate our Christian community to help themselves, to have the skills, to have the tools in order to support themselves, to help, of course, but we cannot be the welfare for the Christians.
While Father Pizzaballa says the Franciscans can't do everything that needs to be done, the Franciscans have made a major commitment to education, offering some 300 scholarships alone. Thousands of Christian and Muslim children and young people attend their schools in the Holy Land. I was lucky enough to visit one of them recently and talked to the principal. Let's listen. Sister Frida Nasser, of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Apparition, runs the St. Joseph School for some 350 Christian and Muslim girls in Jerusalem. The Bethlehem native says she takes her job extremely seriously because she and her staff are forming the women and the mothers of tomorrow, instilling in her girls honesty, respect for human dignity, and respect for the other. For Sister Frida, is just as important as studying math, languages, and science, especially when you live in a divided land.
We try to do our best, of course, with the Lord's grace, to educate women, because, you know, you have the girl now in your hand, but tomorrow she will be a mother. So it's important for us, the education of the girls. It's very important because they are the mothers of tomorrow.
You're in a country at conflict where there's not much dialogue between Jews, Muslims, Christians, and there's a lot of tension. How do you try to teach the girls tolerance, respect for others? These are the Christian values which most Catholic schools try to instill in their students.
Well, we will try. We will try. For Muslims and Christians, I can say at the level of the school, we have no problem. And they don't recognize which is Muslims, which is Muslim. They are all the same. And sitting side by side, playing side by side, studying. I can't say there is a problem at the level of the school, how the girls and they are living together. Now, for the Jewish, we don't have Jewish girls in our school, but sometimes we have some projects built with Jewish, Muslims, and Christians. Initiative with a Jewish school in Tel Aviv, a mother of a girl Jewish girl. She was very friend with me, that I can say, and she proposed if we can do something together. And really, our project took place for almost 3 years. We choose one class from our school at the age of 10, they were, and one class from Tel Aviv school also at 10, the same age. And we tried to meet. We have been to Tel Aviv with our girls, with that class, special class, and their side, they came to our side also. We have some correspondence together.
Though that program had to stop because the Jewish girls divided up to go on to new high schools, Sister Frida has high hopes of finding new opportunities for exchanges.
I hope also in the future we can build something different. Also, we have a project for Muslims, Christians, and Jewish. Even the girls, the three religion, they travel also to Europe twice to meet also Christians, Jewish, and Muslims. And we built it also for two years, that project. But it is not easy. Sometimes when a conflict took place, these projects stopped, unfortunately.
What about trying to engage with some of the Jewish schools here in Jerusalem?
Well, we do it with agreement with both sides' parents. Jewish school, their parents has to agree for this project, and our school parents also. So we send a letter asking them if they willing to do so. And we have their answers written. So like that we are, with the agreement of the parents. So for example, when the Jewish school came to our side, the parents, some few parents accompany their children because they feel more at ease to be accompanied. While I can say our school, we have been only with the teachers. No parents came with us. They were more confident from our side to go. While on their side, they preferred to be accompanied by the parents. And it was also nice. We have a nice souvenir, and the parents were very happy to meet the girls and to know each other.
What do you think the parents and the children learned from these experiences?
I think the most important was being a Palestinian or being a Jewish, we can meet at the level of a human being. This was a discovering for both sides because the children sometimes they think Palestinians are terrorists. And in reality, this is not true. They play together. They know that Palestinians are the same human being. They have the same rights, the same living, the same way of growing. So really, at the beginning, they were looking to one another. The first meeting was very, very impressive because they didn't know each other with correspondence until they met together here on our school. We welcomed them for the first time. It was a moment of very impressing moment, but after they know the names and we give them the names, it was written on their...
They wore badges.
Yes. And they have few presents for each other, so they start giving presents to each other. And I think a barrier came down and they continue the day without even noticing that there is something, two religion are together. It was very nice experience.
Sometimes Christians are looked upon with a little bit of suspicion, like they're going to proselytize, try to convert a Jew to Christianity or a Muslim to Christianity. Do you run into this problem?
No, at all. We didn't even think about it. Mind you, we are here since 100 almost and 70 years, and never we tried to convert Muslim to Christian or Jewish to Christian. No, this is out of this. They are all human being, and we are all the same. We respect too much. We respect each one with his own religion. No problem at this.
What future awaits these girls when they leave here? Where can they go to university? Do they need some financial assistance with getting into university?
Well, the future in the Holy Land is difficult and unstable. So today, I can say, it seems to me, around 80% all they turn to universities. Bethlehem University, Bir Zeid University, few they go to Hebrew University. Of course, it is very costly. Also, I can say the Franciscan Father, those who finish their school with success, or they have special case home problem economic, they can help in giving them scholarship for universities. Other, the parent, they have to do some sacrifice to educate their children. And today I can say everybody is going, almost 80%, to universities. They have possibilities, as I said, Bethlehem, Beer Zeit, Hebrew University. Very few, maybe 1%, they can go to Jenin, the American, because it has some special branches that both sides they don't have, like dentist. One of our girls now, just she finished dentist after 4 years, 5 years at the American University in Jenin.
Which is in the Palestinian territories.
Yes, yes.
And to find jobs, that's one of the biggest problems for people here, especially the Christian and Muslim communities. What future can await them? What is here to hold them here in the Holy Land and not look for jobs elsewhere in other countries?
It is difficult. The possibilities, I don't know. But for example, the people of Jerusalem, as Jerusalem is a touristic city and pilgrimage also from all over they come. So hotel management, business, accounting now, most of the students are directed themselves in this direction. And I can say they can find jobs, but difficulty is not easy. But maybe because the needs is there, for that they take this direction. For the West Bank is different. West Bank, I don't know. I can't say much, it is difficult. Sometimes teachers, they can turn to teachers in schools or bank accounting. If they find jobs also, it's not easy. Sometimes they have their diploma looking for years till they can manage to find something. It's not easy, no.
It's not easy either to overcome what some see as a culture of dependency that has, over centuries of conflict, gnawed away at people's self-esteem and pride. Sister Frida wants to change that.
Big problem. But in reality, now the time came, I think, to help the people also to count on themselves a little bit. In spite of the situation, always is not good, unstable, no work, life is very expensive. But I think to change the mentality, it takes time. It can't change it from one day to another. At school, we try to tell the girls many, many times that, you know, it's not easy always to find everything ready. You have to work. You have to rely on yourself. You have to find yourself, not always asking and begging, because this will not lead you far.
Sister Frida Nasser, providing academic excellence and hope for new generations of young women in the Holy Land.